Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we want to hear from you on this edition. If you have a Bible question or some issue you're struggling with in life, well, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. We would love to discuss it with you and point you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, that number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, friends, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's a great passage for us, Romans 6:14, and it's really a passage that we need to truly understand what Paul is saying to us, and when we do, it really changes everything for us as believers in Christ. And it's simply this: for sin will not have dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. So what distinguishes us as believers in Christ? The fact that we're no longer under the law, but we're living in the grace of God. That's our realm of existence today. We are living in the grace of God. We're living by the grace of God. We're living through the grace of God. It's grace, 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 grace.
Yeah.
Now, so many people think of grace as simply that thing that saves us. We're saved by grace through faith. And once we're saved, then we go on to something else. And there are many Bible teachers, many pastors, many theologians will say, yes, you're saved by grace, but once you're saved, now you have to be ruled and guided by the law.
Yeah.
Well, here Paul is saying, no, we're not under the law at all. We're under the grace of God. We're under the leadership of God's Spirit.
Right.
We are led by the Spirit of God. And I can guarantee you that being led by the Spirit is far better than any set of rules and regulations that we could abide with, as far as the quality of life that we can experience and the impact that we can have in this world. I mean, in this world, it's filled with all kinds of worldly temptations. It's filled with all types of godlessness. We are bombarded with that every single day. Rules and regulations aren't going to be enough to overcome those things.
Right.
We can't say no to worldly passions through obedience to the law. We have to allow the Spirit of God to work with us on the inside to bring us to that point where we recognize that what we have in Christ Jesus is far better than anything the world has to offer.
Absolutely.
So how do we stand out in this world today? Well, we recognize this truth that we're no longer under the law, we're under the grace of God. And when we recognize this truth and begin to walk the way of grace as our way of life, I guarantee you, you're going to stand out as a believer. You're going to stand out as somebody completely different. And so let this truth sink in. I mean, really come to this place in your own life where you have made this declaration that you agree with God, that you're no longer under the law, but under the grace of God. It will change everything, I guarantee you.
That's a great place to be.
Yes, it is.
And
once you're in Christ, you're always in the realm of God's grace. You're never outside of God's favor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always the way it's going to be for you, both now and forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll never be outside of the favor of God. You'll never be outside of the grace of God. Now, you may do some things that aren't commensurate with who you are in Christ and with that standing,
yeah,
but that doesn't mean that you're outside of the favor of God. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in Christ.
Yes.
And he is the favor of God. And if you're in him, you're always in God's favor. You're living in this realm of grace. You're not under law. You'll never be condemned. You'll never be judged. You're free from that. You're free from the law of sin and death. You're free from the power of sin. You're free to love God, to trust God, and allow that trust to be manifested in love for others.
You're just free.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
In the Lord Jesus Christ, you're just free. Well, 844-322-2742 is the number to call. Again, 844-322-2742. And Bob, I want to go to this question from our friend Ted. He sent us a message through YouTube. He says, could it be that the faith of Abraham, which credited righteousness to one man, has now been communicated to all the world through Christ with the forgiveness of sins?
Well, I think that's how it plays out in the Word of God. God showed up in Abraham's life, and he gave him a series of promises and blessings. And one of those promises is basically this, that through your seed, Abraham, the entire world is going to be blessed.
That's right.
And that seed was referring to Christ Jesus. So he believed God concerning God's promise of that seed, of that son, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, that is passed on to us when we believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, that righteousness is imputed to us, and in that righteousness is forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul writes in Romans chapter 4, and he uses David as the example, and he says, blessed is the one whose sins God does not take into account. And he's saying that in the context and the framework of the righteousness of God, just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven.
Yeah.
So the righteousness that was credited to Abraham, that's the same righteousness that is credited to us. And within that righteousness is that marvelous truth that your sins have been forgiven once and for all.
Ted, thanks for reaching out. It's good to hear from you, brother. Hope you'll keep them coming. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, 844-322-2742. That's the number to call. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're here, friends. Bob, we have just a very few days remaining in the offer to our donors for your wonderful resource called Against the Current. We don't want anybody to miss it, so fill them in on what it means if they get it, and maybe if they don't.
Well, I love what G.K. Chesterton had to say. It's one of those famous quotes, a dead thing can go with the stream. It takes a living thing to go upstream.
Yes.
And that's who we are in Christ. We're alive in Christ. That's the gospel. When we believe the good news of Jesus Christ, when we believe that he died for our sins, was buried, and on the third day was raised back to life, when we believe that in our hearts, it says we're made alive together with Christ. We were once dead, and dead things go with the current. And that's what we did. We were going with the currents of this world. We were following the patterns of this world.
Yeah.
We were conformed, molded to the patterns of the world. So whatever the world looked like, that's what we look like. Mm. But now we've been made alive together with Christ. We have a new identity. We've been set free from the power of sin and death. We've been set free from the law of sin and death. And we have been given the Holy Spirit. So we have the power of God living inside of us. And through that power, we can move upstream. We can go against the currents of this world. And that's what God is calling out for today, is people who will have the guts to trust the Spirit of God to move them upstream, to not worry about being liked by the world, not worry about what other people may think about you, but simply fasten to Jesus Christ, standing firm in who you are in Jesus Christ, recognizing if he's accepted you, if he's loved you, if he's for you, who in the world can be against you? So just allow that truth to move you upstream, and in moving you upstream against the currents of this world, then you have a voice that you can truly communicate the reality of the goodness of God's love and grace as expressed in the person of Jesus Christ.
And these are the things that Bob Christopher covers in Against the Current. It's a wonderful CD series. We want you to have a copy as our the way that we say thanks for your your contribution, your support of this ministry called Basic Gospel. We'd love for you to go online right now, if you can, to basicgospel.net and click that big prominent donate link right on the homepage, basicgospel.net. Partner with us, friends. We need your help as we continue. You know, COVID has kind of taken a bite out of support, but, you know, the Lord has always been faithful, and we know that He will continue to work through you, His people, to make sure that this ministry continues unabated, and we want to be here to proclaim His fullness. So go to basicgospel.net and click that donate button and join with us. Bob?
Well, thanks. Let's go to our phone lines. And again, that number, 844-322-2742. If you have a question about something that's going on in your life, a Bible passage that seems confusing to you, now's the time. Call us right now, 844-322-2742. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. I'm in a dilemma. I know that we're under grace, and that seems I might be stretching it here, but usually if something homosexual is on TV, I turn it off. But I really like The Weakest Link, and I want to know, what should I do?
Well, Mary Jo, I mean, that's the decision that, you know, you're free to make one way or another. And I don't think The Weakest Link is a show promoting homosexuality or anything like that. It's just a game show. And,
well, Jane Lynch is a lesbian.
Well, I understand that. So, Mary Jo, as far as you're concerned, you need to go with your conscience. If you feel that that's not the right thing for you to do, then turn it off and watch something else. If your conscience is, you know, is to a point where you say, hey, it's just a game show, then watch it. But that's between you and the Lord, and you make the decision as your conscience bears that out, as you weigh those things. There's lots of people that, you know, make some personal policies that they're not going to watch R-rated movies. And that's a good thing. That's something that's a great decision. Why? Because they recognize the nature of their flesh. They recognize the temptations that a movie with that rating might put in front of them. So they give no opportunity for the flesh. So you need to look at all these things, and you make the decision under the leading of God's Spirit, and whatever your conscience is brought to do, then do it. And don't look back on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mary Jo. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Mary Jo. And, friends, we want you to be a part of this edition at 844-322-2742. We've got plenty of time on the clock, and we would love to hear from you, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, in the meantime, a question from Robert. Why do pastors always use 1 John 1:9? It seems every time you sin, you will go to hell unless you confess your sin. Can you explain? And I'm sure you can.
Well, I sure can. A lot of times pastors use 1 John 1:9 because they think that it is a passage that is directed to believers, and that it is a different kind of forgiveness than what we receive when we first come to know Christ.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a two-tier forgiveness system. Mm-hmm. So we receive forensic forgiveness or positional forgiveness when we receive Christ, judicial forgiveness, as some theologians would call it. And in that judicial forgiveness, that's a once and done thing. But 1 John 1:9 is talking about, or they would say, it's talking about family forgiveness. It's what you do in a family. When you blow it, you talk to your mom and dad, or you talk to your brother or something, and you ask for forgiveness and everything's okay. Some even say, when you sin, you're out of fellowship, and yeah. So this is the answer to how you get back into fellowship. You confess your sins, ask for forgiveness, and then God restores you to fellowship. Well, That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God doesn't give two types of forgiveness. It just gives one type of forgiveness. And so when we receive forgiveness of sins, when we come to Christ Jesus, we receive forgiveness of sins. We're truly forgiven people.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then what in the world does 1 John 1:9 mean? Who is he talking to? Well, he's talking to people who deny that they have sin, who say they've never sinned, and in so doing, they're calling God a liar, and it also says that they are people that do not have the truth in them. Well, why is that? Because they're denying their own sinfulness. And there were a lot of Gnostics back in that day, or the forerunner of Gnostics, who were saying that they did not have any sin, and they didn't need Jesus. They didn't need the cross. They didn't need the blood of Jesus shed on their behalf, that they were okay. Well, what in essence were they doing and holding to that belief? They were calling God a liar, who said all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, who said that I've sent Jesus as the sacrifice to take away your sins once and for all, who said in the gospel message, Christ died for your sins. So they were looking at the apostles, and in doing so, looking through the apostles into the face of God, saying, we don't believe you. You are a liar. I don't need this. And so 1 John 1:9 is the answer. If you will confess, if you will agree with God concerning your sin, guess what? You're going to find God to be faithful and just in that he's already done something in the person of Christ, something that you can receive right now,
yeah.
Cleansing and forgiveness.
Absolutely.
So that's what 1 John 1:9 is all about. And I just wish more and more people would see it in that light so that we can get rid of this two-tier forgiveness system, so that we can get people fully grounded in the forgiveness that they have in Christ, and in doing so, allow that forgiveness to open the door to them so they can experience the fullness of God's grace, can latch on to the fullness of this life that they have in Christ and enjoy it to the full.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many believers walking around today who are walking on eggshells. They think that every time they sin, that they're out of fellowship, that God is mad at them, God is angry, and they've got to do something to get back into his favor. Well, that's just not true according to the Word of God. We are always in the favor of God. It says, in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. That's not judicial or experiential, that's just forgiveness.
Yes, indeed.
And that's what you have. Let this truth compel you to walk this way of grace and to experience the life of Christ to the full.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that going to look like? That's going to look a lot like the love of God in action.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob, for that. Robert, hope that helps you and answers your question. Please reach out again if you have further questions. You know, friends, Bob Christopher is producing a growing number of excellent teaching videos that are all available free on the Basic Gospel YouTube channel. Topics like how to be saved, how to walk in the Spirit, and the most viewed video we've ever produced is tithing required in the New Covenant. Visit any time for encouragement, for clarification, and for truth about the grace of God. You'll find all these excellent videos when you visit basicgospel.net/YouTube.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines and talk to Don, who's listening to us right here in Texas. Hi, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
We're doing well. How are you, my friend?
I am great. Thank you. My daughter and I had a talk the other day, and she asked a question I couldn't answer. And in the Old Testament, she asked where only Jewish people go to heaven when they died because they follow the commandments of God of sacrifice and stuff. So if you weren't Jewish and didn't follow those, because Jesus hadn't come to sacrifice his life yet. So is there anywhere I can show her in the Old Testament where non-Jewish people, Gentiles, I guess, would have gone to heaven if, when they died?
Well, the perfect example of that is Rahab the prostitute, and she was a Gentile woman, and she's actually included in the genealogy of Jesus, and she believed God, and it was credited to her as righteousness. And that's always been the way. It's always been the way of grace through faith from beginning to end. So Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, Abraham was just a guy. I mean, when God showed up in Abraham's life, there wasn't Jew or Gentile at the time. They were just people. And God said to Abraham, through your seed, the world, the entire world, not only Jew, but Jew and Gentile, would be saved or would be blessed through that seed, through Jesus Christ. So God has always had in mind the whole world. And anyone who believes the message concerning Jesus, it's that faith is credited to them as righteousness. And so the saints of old, they went to paradise. That was kind of the holding place. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And then when Jesus ascended into heaven and took up his place at the right hand of God the Father, that's where people go now when they die, who are believers in Christ Jesus. So James talks about Rahab in his letter, the second chapter. And I would just point to her. I think that will answer the question.
That's wonderful. I knew that you guys would have the answer because I couldn't find it. And I knew that Rahab was in the genealogy, so I just in my mind assumed that she was of the Jewish lineage. So,
no, she was outside.
She was a Gentile.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank y'all so very much for your program. I get a blessing every day that I listen to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Don. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we're going to go to our YouTube channel. Ligo, who's watching us from Botswana, has a question for us.
Right.
Says, "I'm 21 and I feel like I'm going in cycles. I feel stuck. I struggle with smoking. My grades are bad. And it seems like sometimes I'm overwhelmed. How do I still focus on God?" And I think that's a fantastic question, and I certainly identify with that. When I was in college, I lost my way. I wanted to be in medicine, and you know, so I had a pre-med program that I was involved in. But my junior year, probably at the end of my sophomore year, I just kind of lost my way. Everything seemed meaningless. I wasn't motivated as far as grades were concerned. I wasn't, there was nothing in the world that seemed to interest me. Everything was just kind of boring, was dull, vanilla, had no real substance to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to a point where I said, "Hey, I can't go on like this. I've got to get some answers." And those answers came through Colossians chapter 2, where I saw that this gospel message isn't just about forgiveness and me trying to do the best I could for God. It was about God giving me his very life, God making me alive together with Christ. When I heard that, everything changed for me. And Catligo, that can be the same for you. When you really understand what this gospel message is, that it's Christ forgave you of your sins so that he could give you new life in Jesus. And when you really grab a hold of that new life in Jesus Christ, everything changes for you. And, Leo, we'd certainly like to send you some information. I'd love to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I think it could be a big help to you. And if there's a way that we can connect, we would love to send it your way.
Yes, absolutely. Reaching out across the world.
Yes, indeed.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, friends, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with some troublesome issue, tell us about it at 844-322-2742. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And friends, please remember that your prayers and gifts are what keep Basic Gospel on the air and online. So please help today if you can by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. And when you make your October gift, remember, we're going to send you our newest resource, Against the Current. Again, you can make your gift now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And thanks so much to the many of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel with your love, your prayers, and your gifts every single month. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be back again with us tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.